Valves are pumping as Andy Hearthcock runs the still at Gin Spirits on a recent Saturday morning.
The smell when you walk in the facility, when you got that volume of yeast fermenting, is absolutely heavenly.
We're in a small warehouse in North Nashua, where Hearthcock and his wife Cindy opened Gin Spirits in December. Now that's gin, spelled D-J-I-N-N. Hearthcock says they got the name from a game of Scrabble.
The D is silent, so it's just pronounced gin, and it's a spirit. And I went, wow, that's a double or maybe even a triple entendre right there. What a great name for a business. So it kind of stuck.
And while they do produce a type of vapor-infused gin, the distillery is getting most of its attention for its white whiskey. It's also known as moonshine or white dog. The biggest difference from a traditional brown whiskey, other than the color, is that it's unaged.
Now, some people will say it must start with a corn or a malt of some type or whatnot, but in general, it's unaged whiskey. The color in whiskey, the brown color in any spirit, comes from the tannins in the wood when they're barrel aged.
Hearthcock still works full time as an engineer. He designed and built the distillery.
It's about 150 gallon working capacity in the kettle, so the vapor comes off the top and heads down to the floor through a sight glass and up through the column here, which is somewhat unusual for a small distillery.
The process starts with making about 450 gallons of beer at a time, which ferments for about 5 days. The beer then gets pumped into the kettle and run through the still. From there, Hearthcock says he's working on getting it onto the shelves of a few local state liquor stores. They do offer tours of the distillery on weekends, where customers can sample and buy the product. White whiskey is relatively new to the market, but Hearthcock says he's getting some positive feedback.
I've had some people that came in that were, in particular, some whiskey aficionados come in and hear, oh, you've got a white whiskey. Oh, well. But then they try it. They try mine, and they're very impressed. For something fun and different to try, it's worth trying.
He says the real learning curve has been on the marketing side. Little things such as putting up signs on the road letting people know they're open for business.
From here out, it's just going to be a matter of gradually inching up the restaurants that are selling the product, which of the different liquor stores in the area. And then the walk-in traffic here has been gradually picking up as more and more people find out about us here.
Gin Spirits will hold an open house on Saturday from 10 to 5. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.